We have PowerPoint for our passages, and Reverend Lin will be controlling the PowerPoint.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
每次还能那个我站在上面讲道，然后很高兴 James 帮我翻译。
Every time Reverend Lin is preaching here, I'm very happy to see I'm translating.
因为我们教会有弟兄姐妹曾经多过一次跟我说，你们两个站在上面，一高一矮，一肥一瘦，好像说相声一样。
Some brother and sister told Reverend Lin that the two of us stand together. One is tall, one is short, one is fat, one is small. It's almost like Laura and Hardy.
我们今天呢，所以再次的跟大家说相声。
Today we'd like to entertain brothers and sisters.
我们上台一鞠躬。
We bow to you.
我们今天所思想的，也就是刚刚陈之玉弟兄所读的经文。
Today we want to meditate on the passage that was read by Deacon Peter.
我们中文说这叫做惊喜。
And it's surprised by joy.
是不是那里有在里面？是不是？我今天应该 send 出去了，对，啊，是。刚刚今天早上，金牧师说他晚上半夜三点钟醒来。
This morning, Pastor Tim mentioned that he woke up at 3 a.m.
其实我这个讲章是今天早上三点钟写完的。
This passage, today's sermon, Reverend Lin finished at 3 a.m.
所以很有趣，他醒来了，我去睡觉了。
So when Pastor Tim woke up, Reverend Lin went to sleep.
不过我今天早上还是准时醒来。
And this morning, Reverend Lin still came on time.
其实不需要害怕叫不醒。
So don't be afraid that you will not wake up on time.
因为不需要每个小时起来看那个钟。
You don't need to get up every hour to look at a clock.
虽然我太太不在家，但是我就是 set 多几个 alarm 就是了。
Reverend Lin has set several alarms to wake him up.
一个在床头。
One is by the bed.
一个在去厕所的路上。
And one is on the way to the bathroom.
还有一个是非不起床拿不到的。
And the other one is really far away that you had to get up to turn it off.
所以这么样子就一定会叫醒你。
So this way to make sure that he can get up this morning.
我前一阵子还看到在 catalog 上有一个很特别的闹钟。
I have seen a very special alarm clock in the catalog once.
那是什么呢？它一闹的时候呢，它会一屋子走的。
When the time's up, it will actually move around the house.
然后会特别响，如果你除非你把它抓到关到，不然的话它就一直响下去。
Unless you catch it and turn it off, it will just continue to beep.
本来我想买的。
Reverend Lin thought about buying that alarm.
不过太太说太吵了。
But Mrs. Lin said it would be too noisy.
你已经开那三个闹钟就够了。
So three alarm clocks is enough.
所以不用每个小时都醒来。
Then he doesn't need to wake up every hour for it.
我想是复活节是一个很特别令我们喜乐的日子。
And Easter is indeed a very joyful day.
所以我这个平常不讲笑话的人也来讲笑话了。
So today Reverend Lin will tell us some jokes.
这样子那今天其实我们的题目就是惊喜。
But our topic today is surprised by joy.
我们看这个经文的时候，我们其实想到另外一场的是饭局。
As we look at this passage, it reminds us of another meal mentioned in the Bible.
那大概有人一听到就说，哎，牧师常常都是欢迎讲饭局的。
Someone said, Reverend Lin, I would like to talk about meals.
其实在圣经里新约旧约各有记载一场饭。
In the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, they each describe one very important banquet.
而且每一场的饭局有截然不同的后果。
And yet, it has a very, very different outcome.
我们今天在以马忤斯看到的是圣经里记载耶稣复活之后的圣经中所记载的第一场吃饭。
Today, Deacon Peter read about the first meal after Jesus resurrected with those two disciples in Emmaus.
但是在圣经里面最早的一场的对于吃的记载是在哪里？考一考大家。
But where in the Bible was the first recording of meal?
对，创世纪。
Genesis.
对，吃苹吃吃分分别善恶树的果。
To eat the fruit of knowledge.
创世纪第三章那里记载。
In Genesis chapter
3. 啊，那当创世纪的时候，那一个吃跟今天耶稣跟门徒的吃是截然不同的。
But the meal described in chapter 3 about the fruit of the tree is very different from what we're reading about Jesus.
我们知道亚当夏娃人类的始祖，他们吃了神说不可吃的果子。
We know Adam and Eve ate the things that God had forbidden them to eat.
大家留意我用红色哈呢特别注明出来的那句话，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了。
And verse 7 it says, "Then the eyes of both of them were open."
然后他们看见的不是美好，他们看见的是丑恶，他们看见的是罪恶。
Then they saw evil. They realized they were naked.
然后啊，那个，再接下来，我们看见在这一场的吃上面啊，那也有上帝出现。
And we see that God appeared.
因为天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他的妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
为什么亚当夏娃要躲避
？Why do they have to hide？
以前上帝来找他们，他们都欢欢喜喜的。
Before, when God was walking the garden to see them, now they're very happy to see
God. 但如今他们要躲避，是因为他们犯了罪。
But now they're hidden from God because they have sinned.
当有罪的人来到圣洁的神面前，人看到的是自己的是不足，人看见自己的丑陋，人看见自己有罪。
When a sinner is standing from the Lord, we can see our own sin and our own iniquities.
人不能面对圣洁的神，所以人要躲避。
We cannot face the holy God, so we have to hide.
然后我们也知道他们吃的结果是什么。
And we know the result of their eating.
这是神对亚当讲的话。
This is what God told Adam.
啊，那你本是尘土，然要归于尘土。
Will you return?
For dust you are.
For dust you are, and to dust you will return.
每一次我站在啊那墓地上。读这句话的时候，我就是想起人类的悲哀。
Every time we read this passage, we often think about the tragedy of human race.
我这个月去了几个双十礼拜。
This month, Reverend Lin has attended several ceremonies.
每一个到最后，我都站在墓地上读这一句话。
At the end of the funeral, Reverend Lin read this verse.
尘归尘，土归土。
From dust to dust, dirt to dirt.
啊，那这就是因为是人犯了罪的缘故。
This is because there is a result of the sin.
所以死亡就临到众人。
Death has come into this world.
我们在创世纪里面看到，那是过了几代人。当时雅各遇到法老王的时候，法老王是看见他很高瘦，很尊敬他。但是雅各怎么说呢
？In Genesis chapter 47, Jacob was in the presence of the Pharaoh. He said,
他说我寄居在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日是又少又苦。
Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My year has been few and difficult."
他130岁还嫌少嘞。
130, and he said it was few.
我们记得最好的高寿在我们中间做礼拜的就是Joanne的父亲101岁，我们觉得福气的不得了，能够有他在我们当中。
We have Joanne's father attend our worship service. He was 101, and we thought that was very blessed indeed.
但是雅各130岁，他说什么？我又少又苦。
But Jacob at 130, he said, "My year has been few and difficult."
他还说苦，他又不用付所得税。
He said his life was difficult. He didn't have to pay
income
tax.
四月十五号来了。然后他还能那个吃东西又没有 MSG.
He didn't have MSG in his food.
然后还能又没有农药。
He didn't have pesticide.
还能又没有那些的黑心产品。
He didn't have unsafe food product.
然后他还说又少又苦。
Yet he said his year has been few and difficult.
我们呢?
How about us?
摩西这么说。
Moses said,
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our years are threescore years and ten, and if by reason of strength they be fourscore years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
I especially use the King James Version because I'm so used to it.
这个是King James 的版本。
然后每一次差不多在安息礼拜上，这也是一定读到的经文。
This is also a passage that I often read in memorial services.
那我们一生的年日是七十岁，若强壮可到八十。
We can live up to 70 or 80 year old.
那但是其中不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Yeah, it's full of labor and sorrow, and it soon will cut off and will fly away.
所以英国的诗人 Andrew Marvell 曾经有一首诗里面说 At my back I always hear and the kind of wing of time tickling near.那就是说他的诗里面就说那个是我在我的耳后面常常的听到好像有个钟声在那里 tick-tock tick-tock 的这么样子在响那人生就是这么样子
Such is our life
但是我们感谢主因为有耶稣基督从死里复活生命就不一样
But we want to praise the Lord because the resurrection of Jesus, our life is different.
在今天我们读的福音书里面，我们是看到是有一段话，其实很有意思，就是当他们要到所进的村子，耶稣却好像还要往前行。这两个门徒却留住耶稣说，时候晚了，日头今已平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。
In today's passage, there's one very interesting point in verse 28. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them.
我又是用了 King James Version, 因为这个是 King James Version 的翻译。是成为我们英文的一首诗歌的主题。
We use the King James Version here, because this lyric actually became a lyric of a hymn.
有一首很出名的古老的诗歌叫做 "Abide with Me, Fast Forward the Eventide."
There's a very famous hymn called "Abide with Me, Fast Forward the Eventide."
日已平息，那愿主同在。那是在人生当中，其实我们每个人都已经是越来越日已平息。
As we get older and older every year,
我们最需要的是有耶稣与我们同在。
What we need is the presence of Jesus with us.
最近还在那个，我看了一本新出的书，叫做《婚姻下半场》。
Reverend Lin has recently read a book, The Second Half of Marriage.
我就还能想起很多年前有人写了一本书叫做《人生下半场》。
Many years ago, someone had written a book called The Second Half.
很多的时候，不到五十岁之后，你不会想那一本书。
Many people won't read that book before age 50.
有一次跟一个朋友就谈起，然后那个还能这个朋友就吐，就还能那个一句话就扫过来了。
And once Reverend Lin was talking to this friend.
然后这个朋友说。你要那五十岁就说人生下半场，难道你想会活一百岁吗
？He said you went to age 50 to think about the second half. Do you think you can live to 100?
我才突然之间猛然大悟，到其实五十多岁的时候，人生大概已经走了三分二了，不是下还剩下半场。
The Reverend Lin realized that when you hit 50, in your 50s, you probably already walked through 2/3 of your life already.
那如果能够那个到五十岁还是半场的人，你是一定是长命百岁。
For people who can live to 50 and count it as first half, then that means that you can live to 100.
但是当我们越是日头平息的时候，我们越更需要耶稣。
But as we get toward the evening of life, we need Jesus even more.
因为只有耶稣与我们同在，我们才能够人生过得有意义。人生有依靠，人生有平安。
Only when we are with Jesus is our life has meaning, and we have dependent on Him.
我们也看到当耶稣坐席的时候，这一顿饭是耶稣复活之后圣经记载的第一餐，这一餐就完全不一样。
We can see that this first meal after his resurrection, it was very different.
因为圣经说，当耶稣拨饼递给他们的时候，他们的眼睛明亮了，但是不是看见自己侧身露体，而是认出了原来耶稣与我们同在。
When he was at a table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. They did not see their own sin, their own nakedness, but instead they saw Jesus. They recognized him.
然后我们突然之间发现，原来复活的主今天仍然的与我们同在。
You realize the resurrected Lord was with us today.
我不知道你在生命中有没有经历过耶稣。
I don't know if you have experienced Jesus in your own life.
我记得在马可福音里面耶稣讲过一句话。
In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus said one thing.
耶稣说信的人必有神迹奇事随着他们。
For those who believe, you must have miracles with you.
我不是灵恩派。
We're not charismatics.
但是我的确在生命中经历过许多许多的次数，知道神的同在在哪里。
But Reverend Lin personally experienced many, many occasions the presence of Jesus in his life.
只讲一件。
Just say one story.
我以前也讲过。
We have mentioned this once before.
我希望讲的时候不哭。
I hope that I will not cry when I say this.
那很多年前，当我还在国语金星会侍奉的时候。
Many years when Reverend Lin was serving in the Mandarin Baptist Church.
那时候师母有一次特别的为我们一个亲戚进食祷告，希望他能够有一个孩子。
Mrs. Lin was fasting in prayer for one of the relatives, hoping that she will have a child.
但是结果三个月之后，那个人打电话来，师母问他，你怀孕了没有？他说没有。师母说，我怀孕了。
Three months later, they were calling each other, and Mrs. Lin said, are you pregnant? And they said, no, but Mrs. Lin said, well, I am pregnant.
听清楚，是师母怀孕，不是我怀孕。
So Mrs. Lin was pregnant.
然后当时因为师母已经过了35岁，不要让大家知道我讲给你们听。
At that time, Mrs. Lin's already past age 35. Don't tell her about this part.
然后我们有一个很好的朋友是 USC 的医学院的教授，就特别介绍一个高龄产妇的医生给她。
They have known a special professor at USC who refer her to advanced age maternal clinic.
然后哪知道去的时候，那天刚刚是Good Friday 的早上。
And that was the morning of Good Friday.
然后就是很 routine 的，是用超音波来照。
So they use an ultrasound to take a look.
然后护士一看就说，根本是没有任何的迹象嘛，sac 他说是扁的。
The nurse saw the ultrasound, said the sac was flat, there's no sign of life.
然后再听，听来听去，也没有心跳。
And they were listening for the heartbeat, they couldn't find it.
然后他就很紧张，叫医生进来。
So the nurse was very nervous and called the physician to come in.
医生拿超音波的在扫描，扫了很久，然后对他说，对不起，可能是已经里面的胚胎已经流掉了。
The physician used the ultrasound and searched for a long time and finally said, I'm sorry, I think the fetus is gone.
然后医生接下来就说，你一定要立刻做刮宫，不然的话就会大出血。
And the physician said, you need to have a small procedure to clean out the uterus, otherwise you may bleed.
然后当时医生还说，就在诊所就可以做。
And the physician said, we can do it right here in the clinic.
当时我就看看时间，我说今天晚上教会有聚会，可不可以晚一下个礼拜我们再回来做。
Reverend Lin said we have a very important meeting at church tonight. Can we do this procedure next week?
然后医生还说你不做的话，可能大量出血啊，回去一定要躺着不许动哦。
The physician said, if you don't do it, you may bleed. So when you go home, you need to be in bed rest.
然后医生还一直的叫我们当天下午就做。
And the physician was trying to convince them to do the procedure that day.
但是我还是觉得他的那个教会的事更重要，所以我跟师母说，你忍耐忍耐，可能回去躺一躺，躺一个周末。
Reverend Lin felt that the church ministry was more important, so asked Mrs. Lin to go home and be bed rest.
然后太太很不高兴。
And Mrs. Lin was not happy.
因为她躺的实在是已经很不舒服了。
Because she was very uncomfortable.
然后我们回去晚上，那个大家弟兄姐妹们都问我们，我们说，那医生说没有了。
At that time, when the church that night, and brother and sister were asking, and they told them that there was no fetus.
然后我们也没有办法硬着头皮打电话通知母亲，因为母亲一直很希望看见太太怀孕啊，那但是啊，那现在没有了，总要继续先赶快通知她。
And they didn't feel like calling Reverend Lin's mother to inform her.
然后我母亲很失望，后来我知道她原来那个周末都哭哭啼啼的一直在为我们祷告。
And Reverend Lin's mother was very disappointed and she was crying the whole weekend.
And 然后她也特别为我们祷告。
And、she was especially praying for them.
然后很奇妙的，礼拜一我们再回到医生诊所去。
But miraculously on Monday when they went back to the clinic.
然后我跟医生说可不可以做 DNC 之前做先再检查一次。
He asked the physician to do one more ultrasound before the procedure.
然后医生很 grudgingly, 很有点心不甘情不愿的同意了叫护士去做。
The physician was not very reluctantly asked the nurse to do it.
护士把那个超音波的东西一放在师母的肚子上，忽然听见冰蹦冰蹦很响的声音。
They put the ultrasound on Mrs. Lin's abdomen and they can hear the heart rate.
师母说我心跳有那么响吗
？Mrs. Lin said, "Is that my heartbeat? Was it that loud?"
那个护士说不是啊，是 baby.
The nurse said that was a baby's heartbeat.
然后她很紧张，赶紧叫医生进来。
And、the nurse was very nervous and called a physician in.
同样一个医生，他也可能看了很久，然后最后可能跟我们说：“恭喜你，你怀孕了。
”The physician looked for it for a long time. Finally, he said, "Congratulations, you're pregnant."
其实我们都觉得很不可思议。
It's indeed very incredible to all of us.
我们也不能够理解。
We could not understand.
但是我知道一件事情。
But I know one thing.
就是当我们把神的事放在第一位，神会看顾。
If we put God's ministry first, God will watch over us.
其实 ，I know.如果我们当天做了的话，我想谁都不知道啊，只有大概刮宫的医生知道啊，能给那个胚胎就没有了。
If we have done the procedure the previous week, then no one would know. Probably only the physician would know that the fetus was there.
但神恩待我们，给我们第二个女儿，
God,
一个很甜很可爱的女儿。
But God indeed is gracious and has given a second daughter, a very sweet.Baby.
所以每次讲起来我都很感动。
So every time Reverend Lin talked about this, he was deeply moved.
因为我知道当我们把神放在第一位，神也会看顾我们。
Because as you put God first, he will watch over you.
其实在我生命中有很多很多这一类的经历。
In Reverend Lin's life, there are many, many occasions like this.
甚至我这次三年前来到这里也是很奇妙。
Even three years ago, when Reverend Lin came to our church, it was indeed very incredible also.
是因为神也特别的祝福我们的小女儿。
Because God also specially blessed their little daughter.
让她能够进到一个本来是我们就是在经济上不可能负担的基督教学校。
That allowed her to enter a private Christian school that was financially very difficult.
并不是说教会另外给我有任何的是那个学费的资助。
It's not because the church has given a special offering for her education.
但是神很奇妙的为她安排了两个很特别的奖学金。
But God has miraculously arranged a very special scholarship, two scholarships for her.
每一年合起来超过多过一万块钱。
And every year combines over $10,000.
所以他这四年来在这个基督教学校读书，我们每年只是付三分之一的学费。
So for the last 4 years, they only had to pay a third of the tuition.
这都是神特别的恩典。
This indeed is God's special grace.
当我们把神放在第一位，神可能不是说直接用一个方法，但神会绕过一个圈来到是照顾你。
When you put God first, He may not directly do things for you, but He will indirectly accomplish much thing for you.
所以我相信信的人必有神迹奇事随着他。
For if you truly believe in Him, there will be miracles following you.
因为我们信的是一位复活的主。
Because we believe in the resurrected Lord.
让我们也看到当耶稣复活的时候，这些门徒是多么的兴奋。
We can also see that the disciples indeed were very excited when they realized that Jesus is resurrected.
他们立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
These two people, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
他们不是说好了，耶稣复活了，他们回去睡觉了。
They didn't say, oh, Jesus is resurrected, let's go back to sleep.
而是他们当天晚上就一定要赶紧跑回耶路撒冷，找其他的门徒告诉他们。
They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. To find the 11 to inform them.
当时晚上这段路有多长？
How far is this road at night?
圣经学者说这段路大概是七英里长的路。
According to a scholar, it's about 7 miles.
当时没有汽车。
There's no car.
他们是走路。
They walked.
晚上没有路灯。
At night, there was no light.
他们是这么样子披星戴月的赶回去，要把这个消息告诉人。
They rushed back to the Jerusalem at night.
并且是他们回去的门徒说，主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。
So it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.
我们知道耶稣复活了。
We know that Jesus has resurrected.
然后耶稣有一个很特别的信息要我们告诉人。
And Jesus has a very special message for us.
正如在圣经上说，人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。
In Luke chapter 47 said, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
正如使徒们在使徒行传里面说，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名叫我们可以靠着得救。
In Acts it says there's only one name that you can be saved.
我们就知道这个名。
We know this name.
我们信靠这个名。
We believe in this name.
我们每个人都有一个特别的权利和托付，就是要把这个名传出去。
Then we have this special assignment to preach this name.
要告诉那些不认识耶稣的人
，to tell those who do not know Jesus，
在耶稣里有赦免
，that in Him there's forgiveness of sins，
在耶稣里有更新
，in Him there's renewal。
是的，耶稣带来更新
，yes， Jesus brings renewal。
怎么样子说呢？因为这从一句话里面可以看见
，we can see this in one sentence。
主果然复活，已经给西门看了。
34 says, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon."
西门是怎么样呢？就是彼得。
Simon is Peter.
彼得的是那个过往的，其实成绩不是很好。
We know that in the past, Peter did not have very good
credit record.
Track record.
那在马可福音，也就是西门彼得自己讲到的记录里面，他回想当时怎么样呢
？In the Gospel of Mark, we can see the situation.
那西门是一个那个欢喜吹牛、自视甚高的人。
Simon think that he's very great and like to say so.
那广东人叫做大只讲，就是那个是讲话，是总是比行动来的那个。来得响
that his words are louder than his action.
那个就是中国人所说的雷声大雨点小
that lots of word but no action.
当耶稣对他们说你们都要跌倒
and Jesus told them that all will fall away.
那彼得说众人虽然跌倒我总不能
Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not."
然而耶稣就实实在在地告诉彼得说，今天夜里鸡叫两天以前，你要三次不认我。
Jesus answered, "Today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times."
但是彼得怎么说呢？
But Peter insistently said,
就是我必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。然后其他的门徒也都一并的附和。
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
但是我们知道后来的事情的发展。
But we know that later on, indeed.
啊，那个甚至在科西马尼园里面。那个彼得都已经不能跟耶稣是一同的警醒。
Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, that Peter was not able to stay awake.
耶稣看见他们，叫他们祷告，他们全部都睡着了。
Jesus asked them to pray, and they all fall asleep.
所以当时他就特别的对彼得说：“西门，你睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
Jesus specifically said, "Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation."
然后我们也知道，后来在大祭司的院子里，彼得发咒起誓，说我不认识耶稣。
We know that later on, Peter swore that he did not know Jesus.
然后复活之后，耶稣第一个。除了在科西马尼，不是除了在那个花园里面显现的人是谁？除了向摩达拉玛利亚显现之外，向谁显现
？After resurrection, besides Maria, who did Jesus appear to?
耶稣向彼得显现。
He appeared to Peter.
耶稣特别去找彼得。
Jesus went to look for Peter.
我想，如果是你是耶稣的话，你会找谁？
If you are Jesus, who will you look for?
可能你总会找妈妈吧。
Maybe you will go see your mom.
可能你会找约翰，约翰起码站在十字架上下面替你照顾母亲。
Maybe you will go find John. At least he was standing there with Jesus' mom by the cross.
但是耶稣却去找彼得。
But Jesus went to look for Peter.
这个最不堪、最不值得耶稣去找的人，耶稣去找他。
Someone that's not worthy.That Jesus went to look for him.
因为在马太福音里面，耶稣自己说的，人子来，为要拯救失丧的人。
Because he says, the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
然后耶稣也讲过一个99只羊失去一只的那个比喻。
Then Jesus talked about a parable of one lost sheep.
然后耶稣说，你们在天上的父也是这样。不愿意这小子里失丧一个。
He said, "Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish."
在犹太人当时的社会，小孩子根本不当一回事。
In the Jewish society, little kids are not looked upon highly.
跟我们今天中国一胎化所产生的那个小皇帝、小公主完全不一样。
Very different from today's Chinese society that you could only have one kid.
但是耶稣说，甚至一个小孩在神眼中都是那么的宝贵。
But Jesus said, even one of these little ones indeed is very precious to the Lord.
故此另外一个耶稣向他显现的人是谁？在大马色路上的保罗。
Another one that Jesus appeared to is Paul on the way to Damascus.
保罗是一个逼迫基督徒、迫害教会、杀害基督徒的人。
Paul was someone who persecuted church and believers at that time.
保罗可以说是当时的特务头子。
Paul was like the head of the intelligence service.
但是耶稣却特别的向他显现。
Yet Jesus appeared to him specifically.
所以保罗年老的时候，在提摩太前书里面讲了几句很感人的话。
So as Paul in his old age said a few things that was very moving in 1 Timothy.
他说：“耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，因为在罪人中我是个罪魁。然而我蒙了怜悯。”
Paul said, "Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance." Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy.
耶稣 的恩典是给那些最不配得的人。
The grace of Jesus was given those who were not worth it.
我不知道你自己对自己的衡量是怎么样。
I don't know how you evaluate yourself.
我觉得越年纪大了，越觉得自己不配得神的恩典。
As you get older, I think that you feel that you are not worthy of God's grace.
越来越能够体会保罗的心情。
And to be able to identify more and more about what Paul was writing.
因为神的恩典远远超过我们所求所想。
Because God's grace indeed surpasses what we can ask for.
耶稣的复活也为我们带来盼望。
Jesus' resurrection also brings hope.
因为我们看到当时这两个门徒本来是满脸的愁容。
At first we see these two disciples, their face were downcast.
他们说、啊、那我们素来所盼望要赎以色列的就是耶稣。
That they were hoping for a savior in Jesus.
但是如今他死了。
Yet now he had died.
并且死得那么凄惨，死在十字架上。
And were crucified on the cross.
啊，那他们想起圣经里的应许，现在怎么样呢
？So what did they think about the promise of the Bible?
比如在以赛亚书四十二章里面所说的。
In Isaiah chapter 42,
耶和华的仆人，他的拣选的弥赛亚。
We can see the servant of the Lord.
看到我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开。
Isaiah 42 verses 1 and 3. Here's my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him. He will bring justice to the nations. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice.
但如今耶稣死了。
But Jesus was died.
这些门徒觉得一切的盼望都幻灭了。
These believers have lost their hope.
他们想到可能是以赛亚书42章里面的一些的应许。
They thought about some of the promises in the book of Isaiah.
啊，那这位弥赛亚，这位耶稣要做外邦人的光，做众民的中保，要开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出监牢狱，领出黑暗里的人出监牢。
That this Savior is supposed to be a covenant for the people, a light for the Gentile, to open the eyes of blind, free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeons those who sin in darkness.
耶稣死了。
Yet Jesus died.
这一切都变成灰飞烟灭。
They have lost all hope.
但耶稣其实复活了。
Yet Jesus has resurrected.
And 希伯来书二章那里告诉我们，耶稣死而复活是。最要紧的。
In Hebrews chapter 2, mentioned the importance of Jesus' resurrection.
因为圣经说，儿女既有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too share in their humanity, so that by his death,He might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
想想看。
Think about it.
从世界被创立以来，没有一个人是能够逃脱死亡。
From the creation of the world, there's no one who can escape death.
有一天我们每个人都会死。
One day, every single one of us will die.
不单单我们这里一百多人
Not just these over 100 people here
很出名的英国诗人 T.S. Eliot 曾经在伦敦街上走他看见满街的人他说哇这些人都是走向地狱去的
Poet T.S. Eliot I remember walking in London and see all these crowds all these people walking toward hell
有一天在街上看见的满街的人每一个都会死
Everyone you see on the street, they will all die someday.
无论是有权的、没权的、有钱的、没钱的、有能力的、没能力的、有学问的、没有学问的，都是同一个是最后的结局。
regardless of their authority, their money, their talent, they all have one final common result.
但是耶稣从死里复活了，为我们带来一个截然不同的明天。
Only Jesus was resurrected from the dead and given us a complete different tomorrow.
因为哥林多前书十五章里面告诉我们，耶稣是睡了之人初熟的果子。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says Jesus was the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
圣经接下去说，死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里，众人都死。也就是每个人因为是亚当的子孙都会死呀，但是同样的，在耶稣里，当我们是信靠耶稣，我们众人都要复活。
Verse 21, for since death came through one man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive.
并且更好的是，当有一天复活的时候，我们不是只是今天这个还能满身痛、满身损伤、心灵还能忧伤的这个人复活。
Even better, after our resurrection, we do not have this body that's for pain.
因为还能死人复活是怎么样呢？圣经上所说的，所中的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。所中的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的；所中的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的；所中的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
It says, so will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable; it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor; it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness; it is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body; it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
感谢主，有一天当我们因信靠耶稣而复活的时候，我们的身体不是像今天的身体。
Praise the Lord that one day when we're resurrected, that our body is not like our body today.
啊，知道有一天到了天堂的时候，你再碰见我，你不会说林牧师啊，你要少吃一点啊，你要减肥啊，你要多走路啊，多上楼梯啊。
One day in heaven, when you see Reverend Lin, you would not say, "Oh, Reverend Lin, you need to lose some weight. You need to eat less, and you need to exercise more."
到时我想一定会很标准，就好像我当年结婚的时候一样。
You will have a very standard and perfect body, just like when he was married.
有些弟兄姊妹知道，我结婚三十年，增加七十磅。
Some of you know that after 30 years of marriage, Reverend Lin gained 70 pounds.
我太太甚至师母有时候还说货不对版啊，那个时候那可不可以退货？
Mrs. Lin said that it's like a false advertisement. He wants to return the merchandise.
我说那个磅数如果能够送的话，我早就每人一磅分，通通分给你。
So, I wish I can give away the weight as presents to others.
但是反正圣经是说，反正我们都要像耶稣一样。
But the Bible said we'll all be like Jesus.
啊，那因为是头一个人亚当是出于地，第二个人就是耶稣是出于天。所以我们既有属土的形状，借着耶稣基督，将来也必有属天的形状。
The first man was one of the dust of the earth. The second man is of heaven, as was the earthly man. So are those who are of the earth. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the heavenly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man.
我这个月里面参加了许多的是安息礼拜。
This month, Reverend Lin has attended several memorial services.
然后昨天也去，反正因为人家的转托，我又去主持了一个安息礼拜。
And yesterday, because of someone's asking, that Reverend Lin went to another funeral service.
然后回家电话一响，又说17号隔壁帮忙再有一个。
And someone called after he got home that on the 17th there's another funeral.
但是我说，哎，感谢主，我出门了，所以不能帮你。
Reverend Lin says, "Praise the Lord, I won't be here. I won't be able to help them."
人生好像不可避免的有很多的眼泪。
In our life, we cannot avoid tears.
啊，那每一个安息礼拜上都是大家是那么的伤心，那么的难过。
Every memorial service, people are very sad.
但是我们感谢主，有一天。到复活的时候，在启示录21章里告诉我们，那时候一点眼泪都没有了。
But one day we can see that in Revelation that there will be no more tears.
这也是我们常常在安息礼拜里听到的一段的圣经。
This is also a passage that's very familiar in memorial services.
我听见有声音从神的宝座出来说，神的帐幕要在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
As I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
神与我们同在，好的是什么？
God is with us, but what's the advantage?
圣经上接下来说，
It says,
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。做宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新。
You will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain. For the old order of things have passed away. He who has seated to the throne said, I'm making everything new.
我昨天去主持的一个安息礼拜，是一个人在病床上接受主。
Yesterday's memorial service is about this person who accepted the Lord on his deathbed.
那他本来是身体健康的，是西来寺的义工。
Initially, he was a very healthy volunteer.
那然后呢，在他的儿子去教会，他以前的太太 ex-wife 是去国语进行会。
His ex-wife and his son went to a Membrane Baptist Church.
那在那个是他的安息礼拜上，他的 ex-wife 也有，他 ex-wife 有来，并且哭得很伤心。
In his memorial service, his ex-wife attended and indeed was very, very sad.
我不知道他们之间的怎么样子的关系。
I don't know much about their relationship.
为什么两个人会有离异，这些我都不知道。
I don't know why they got divorced.
但是我知道的，我跟他太太说，有一天在复活的时候，这些都要过去了。
I know on the day of resurrection, I told the wife that all these things will pass.
人间的恩怨都要过去。
The difficulty in a relationship in this world, they all pass.
那太太也说，感谢主，因为他在病床上接受了耶稣。
And the wife said, praise the Lord that he accepted the Lord on his deathbed.
人生在健康的时候，常常想到追求这样，追求那样。
When we're healthy, we also chase after many different things.
但等到人生走到尽头的时候，其实只有耶稣才能够跟我们进入永恒。
But toward the end of life, only Jesus can be with us to enter into eternity.
有了耶稣，我们就有盼望。
Once with Jesus, we have hope.
所以英国很出名的诗人，17世纪的 metaphysical poet， 英国伦敦圣保罗大教堂的主任牧师 John Donne 曾经写过一首诗。
Very famous British poet wrote this poem.
它是一个14行诗，我只是选了头几行跟最后两行。
Reverend Lin had selected the first few verses and the last two verses.
他意思说是死亡不要狂傲。
Death be not proud.
虽然有些人看来你是很强大，很可怕。
Though some have called thee mighty and dreadful.
那其实你一点都不是。
For thou art not so.
那因为你以为是杀掉的人，其实没有死。
For those whom thou thought thou dost overflown, die not.
你也不能够来到杀害我。
Nor yet cast thou kill me.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在耶稣基督里。
Jesus,
最后的两句
there's two last two verse.
那我们只是短暂的睡一觉
one short sleep pass.
然后我们就永远的醒来
we wake eternally.
那在神的计划中，死亡不再存在
and death shall be no more.
死亡也会被消灭
death thou shall die.
这就是复活节带来的信息和盼望
this is a message and hope of Easter.
最后，作为我们今天是生命的挑战，让我们回应上帝的话。
Lastly, we have a life challenge to respond to God's words.
我们需要心里火热。
We need to be fervent in our heart.
阿南是在路加福音里记载，当这些门徒他们认出耶稣来的，他们忽然之间明白了，在路上他跟我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心里岂不是火热的吗？
In this gospel of Luke, when these two people recognized Jesus, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
一个真正遇到复活主的人，他的心里是那么样子的火热，他心里是那么样子的是被主所得着，以致他们当夜就走七里路去把福音传出去。
Person who has truly met the Lord, his hearts were fervent, and they're willing to walk 7 miles in the dark to go back to Jerusalem.
有时候我们过一条街去跟人讲福音都不敢。
Sometimes we don't dare to walk across the street to talk to somebody about a gospel message.
但是甚至有时候我们是走一个桌子到隔壁的桌子跟同事讲，我们都不敢。
Sometimes we don't even want to walk to the next table to talk to our colleagues.
但是这些是遇到复活主的门徒，他们却赶夜路走七里的路，要把耶稣复活的消息让他告诉别人。
But these two who had seen the resurrected Lord, they're willing to walk 7 miles in the dark to tell other people about this great news.
我们教会很着重读圣经。
In our Bible, we focus a lot on studying the Bible.
但是我们读了之后，我们生命有没有改变？
But after we studied the Bible, have our lives been changed?
那我们的生命有没有 transformed?
Have our life been transformed?
有没有好像一个蝴蝶这么样子蜕变 metamorphosized?
Has it been like a butterfly with metamorphosis?
如果我们读了来上了主日学，你回去还是跟早上一样的话，你是白读了。
If you come and went to a Sunday school, and at the end you're exactly the same as when you come into a class,then you just wasted your time.
我们不是只是要知识而已。
We don't just want to know more knowledge.
耶稣已经复活。
Jesus has resurrected.
当我们是读神的话语，我们的生命也要改变。
As we study God's word, our life needs to be transformed.
我们要心里火热。
Our heart needs to be fervent.
今天很好，大家都很准时。
Today is really good. Everyone was on time.
我记得从前我曾经跟大家讲，求求大家是准时到。结果讲了三个礼拜之后，依然故我。
Remember in the past, I was begging everyone to be on time. And after 3 weeks, there was no change.
所以我就不再讲了。
And I stopped talking about.
我今天不是要再讲这个事情，我只是说我们的生命应当是有所改变。
I don't want to belabor this point, but I just want to say our lives should be transformed.
如果我们不愿意为主，甚至是忍受一点不便，或者是动一点努力的话，我们其实就还没有被主摸着。
If we're not willing to overcome small inconvenience and to do more for the Lord, then we have not been touched by the Lord.
我常常说，在北美的基督徒谈不上为主受苦。
In North America, I often said Christians do not suffer for the Lord.
那是北美的基督徒谈不上是为主受逼迫。
The Northern American Christians are not persecuted because of the Lord.
我们从前还在另外一个教会，人家来绕几个圈子，说找不到 parking 就走掉了，就回家了。
Remember, I went to a church that the people will come, drive here, circle a few times, say we can't find any parking, they left and went home.
但在中国农村里面，他们五点钟带着小板凳走几个钟头去做礼拜。
But in a small village in China, people carry their chair and walk for hours to go to a church.
他们的生命被主所摸着。
Their life was touched by the Lord.
我们看到最后的一卷的经文。
Lastly, let's take a look at this passage.
当耶稣复活了，这些门徒的生命是那么样子被主改变，所以当他们传福音的时候，公会也就是杀害耶稣的那些犹太人说你们不许再讲。
We can see that after Jesus' resurrection, these apostles went out to preach the gospel message, and the Sanhedrin and the ruler tell them not to speak or teach.
彼得和约翰很清楚，这些人可以判他们死罪。
Peter and John were very clear, these people can declare them a death penalty.
但是他们怎么回答？
But how do they reply?
他们说，我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen.
他们是心里那么样子被复活的主所得着，所为主所活着，以致他们说，就算舍命也要将耶稣告诉别人。
Their hearts were so touched, they're fervent for the Lord, that even up to death, they have to preach the gospel message.
今天我为你们个人的祷告，就是你也有这种被复活主摸着的这种的火热。
Today, my prayer for you, every single one of you, is that you also have this kind of fervent for the Lord.
以致你在生命中能够因耶稣如痴如醉。
So in your life, you can indeed be drunk with Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
而能在生命中你愿意为主摆上不计代价。
You're willing to offer yourself to the Lord, regardless of the cost.
当然我们也知道，主说，你先求主的国和他的义，神也会看顾你的一切。
Because we know Jesus has promised, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you.
但是这个不是跟神交换的。
But this is not an exchange program with the Lord.
那这个是当我们把神摆在第一位，那其他的都不重要了。
It's that when we put God as the first place in our life, other things are not important.
这是我对我们今天在座每个人的祷告和期望。
This is my prayer and my expectation for every single one of us.
让我们每个人都被复活的主所得着。
Let's all be touched by the resurrected Lord.
让我们心里火热，常常来服侍主。
That our heart will be fervent to serve him.
阿们。在结束的时候，让我们一起站立，唱一首诗歌，然后金牧师会听我们祝福。
We'll sing a response hymn.
Because he lived.
Because he lived.
Because
After Pastor Kim gave the benediction, the choir will sing the choral benediction. And afterwards, please go to the fellowship hall and lunch will be served early today at 11:45. 然后是请大家到餐厅用午餐 11:45开饭。
Let's pray for the benediction.
那我们接受祝福。
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
May the Lord resurrect faith in your life.
愿耶和华复活在你的心中。
May the Lord resurrect hope.
愿耶和华给你盼望。
May the Lord resurrect passion.
愿耶和华在你的热情上复活。
And may the Lord resurrect purpose.
愿耶和华给你生命的目的。
And most of all, may the Lord resurrect our heart, which encompasses all things.
愿他给我们个新的心。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你，主。
We praise you.